The great thing about homeschooling these days is you can talk to people who were homeschooled, who are now homeschooling their own kids. You can hear their story, learn from their mistakes, and take notes on their victories. Today, we are sharing the story of a family who found peace in their homeschooling experience when they stopped doing school at home and embraced a research-based, literature-rich approach. You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast with Carol Joy Side. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol has been helping families homeschool for over 30 years now, and today's guest attended her seminar over 20 years ago. Following Carol's method changed their family and brought a lot of peace to their home. You're going to love this interview with Connie Wright and Ashley Becker as they share their story of how homeschooling changed their family's life. Listen in.
So welcome, friends. I am sitting across the Zoom screen with two amazing ladies that I want you to get to know. The first is Mrs. Connie Wright, and she is a veteran homeschool mom. And now I'm working with her daughter, Ashley Becker, who is homeschooling the next generation. And I'm so thrilled to have both of you ladies here to share your story.
We're thrilled to be here. Thank you for having us.
So, Ashley, when we consulted recently, first, tell us a little bit about your family, your children, and what your husband does for a living. I think it's interesting for people to know.
Yes, my husband is a hero. He is a military doctor. He's a doctor in the Air Force. So he's gone sometimes with that. And we have four children. We have a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 15-month-old.
That's beautiful. And Miss Connie, tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Well, I've been married to my husband, Dave, for 35 years. He is former military, so I know a little bit of the Air Force life. And then he worked for FedEx, and he has recently retired. He's been retired for 3 years. And we have Ashley as our oldest, and we have a son, Curtis, who's 29, almost 30.
Wow. And any other grandchildren besides Ashley's?
Yes. My son has a little girl and she is almost 2.
Your cup is running over, isn't it?
It is. I didn't know how grand grandchildren are.
That is so sweet. I think I love that term. It's grand to be a grandmother. So Connie, let's start with your story. Tell me about how you raised your children, what philosophy and how the Lord directed your path.
Well, I guess basically we did what every family did. We never had heard of homeschooling. So Dave and I, when she turned, unfortunately, I put her in school at 4 because she had a summer birthday. So she turned 5, like those first couple of weeks of school. I look back about that now and I'm horrified, but she could do it. But they went to public school until she was in 4th grade and my son did kindergarten at the same public school. And then my husband went into homeschool.
Now, where did that come from? Where did he even get the idea?
I don't even remember. Maybe people that he worked with had homeschooled. Well, we did have a big group at our church.
I think he wanted to travel more too.
Right.
He was pulling us out of school a lot.
Yeah. He was tired of the dictation of the schedule. And I was too. And I have to say, you know, I just was scared and I was disobedient to the Lord. I know that year. So then we decided we did private school. So we did private school for 1 year. So I tell everybody we've done it all, public, private, homeschool. And then we homeschooled. Year 2001 is when we started. She was going into 5th grade and my son was going into 2nd grade.
Okay. And what was the philosophy that you started with?
We schooled at home. And that spring, I went to one of your conferences in Nashville. And I had never heard of you, but there was a group at our church, a big homeschooling group, and there was a bunch of moms going and I was invited to go. And I said, well, sure. And I have to say it changed my life because we were struggling. We were struggling that first fall at home. I was just telling her, I remember going out and we bought a desk for my son, which was a crazy idea. And I'm thinking he's going to sit in his little school desk. And I literally did all the curriculum he was doing in 1st grade that he would continue on. And it was a battle.
Wow. And so it changed your life in what way?
A lot more relaxing. I think it brought us closer together as a family. My son did struggle a bit with reading and probably writing. So once I just ditched all that and did sing, spell, read, and write, I'm going to say it brought a lot of peace to our home.
And shared memories through the books that we read.
Right.
Oh, like tell me some of those memories, Ashley.
It was probably one of the first read alouds we did. Probably. One of the first was Heidi. And my little baby's name is Heidi. That's how much of an impression it made on me. I just loved it. Everybody, I mean, who doesn't love Heidi? Yeah. We read aloud. We never had time before to read aloud. We were just very, very busy.
And it opened my world. And it just brought so much peace to my heart to read such beautiful books. I remember crying.
How can you read Heidi and not cry? Oh, that's one of my all-time favorite read alouds in the world, because it's really the story of the prodigal son and redemption and the Lord welcoming us back to his family. I love that book. So Connie, your life changed and you continued using the literature-based approach, it sounds like. Tell me about that.
If it wasn't on the pink sheets, we didn't do it.
The pink sheets
they're like gold.
Like gold in our house. Yes.
So then, Ashley, you, I guess, have decided to homeschool as well, right?
Yes. Wow. A lot of it is new for me because I did not start homeschooling until fifth grade. And I think it's a combination of being schooled for a while. It was a little bit of an adjustment. I liked workbooks because that's what I was used to. And with my children, it's all new to me. A lot of these books I never read. I was in school, so I never read them. And I think we got off track for a while.
We are taking a short break from the show to tell you about our in-person seminars coming up in 2024. Our newly revised and updated book lists are hot off the press. You don't want to miss our very own American History handout for the elementary years. Carolyn JJ will be teaching our basic seminar, A Literature-Based Approach to Education, where you'll learn the framework and get the tools you need to homeschool with confidence. We have seminars coming up in Minnesota, Dallas, and Nashville later this year. And if you aren't able to come to any of those locations, you can join our live webinar on June 1st. To learn more, visit our website at homeschoolmadesimple.net/seminars. We can't wait to see you in 2024. Now back to the show.
I think the workbook, the curriculum, it's very tempting because it's an immediate satisfaction of checking something off your list, having it done, and really having the illusion of having mastered something, which we haven't. But with books, it's not that instant gratification, other than that they're just really wonderful to read. But it's not that instant gratification of I can check this off my list now. We've mastered this subject or we've mastered this concept. We never have to come back to it again. But what you get with books is so much more. Since we've put away the curriculum and I packed it up after talking to you, I packed it up and it is out since we put it away. What you get with books and what I had with books growing up after we started homeschooling, your hearts are shaped, your character is shaped. And there isn't an illusion sort of mastery. These are things that you're going to be learning your whole life. I mean, I'm still contemplating, you know, the Oxcart Man and the Tailor of Gloucester and all these great books. You never get to the bottom of it. It's never ending. And that's what education is. So that's one thing, I mean, that I love about your philosophy. And I think why it can give you so much peace, not just because you're not spinning your wheels stressed out trying to check through a million things, but it's what education actually is. You know, it's not just check it, move on, check this, move on. It's having these beautiful ideas in your heart and in your mind forever.
Oh, Ashley. Well, when we did our appointment, Connie, I kept saying, I've got to interview you guys on this podcast because I'm so thrilled to see a second generation person who has been educated like this and now educating their own children. And that's really the proof of the pudding, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And just hearing her, I could almost cry because that's what our prayer for our children was, their hearts. We wanted their hearts. We didn't care if they were the most successful people. Of course, they have all grown up and, you know, doing their thing and have succeeded, because I think that's a big fear people have. Homeschooling and sometimes especially not doing the box curriculum is they're like, well, you know, what about the other kids in school? They're doing this, they're doing that. And it was hard. It is hard to not, you know, compare and say, but you just have to do your own thing. And I think the Lord's going to lead you and he's going to give you that peace. And I think their hearts are the most valuable thing that we can nurture and just pray about and raise them up.
First things first, and then second things will follow.
And they would. And my son, he's a Dr. Moore. I mean, I just gave up. I thought we're pushing him. And, you know, he's gone on to be successful. And he pretty much played outside, dug in the dirt, and played with Legos.
Wow.
Until, you know, wasn't an early reader. He read late. And he just did a fantastic. He hadn't had any problems. So
incredible. I mean, that takes incredible concentration and intelligence. And he can do all that. And if he'd been in school, what would have been the letters after his name if he'd been in school?
Probably not paying attention. I'm assuming there would have been a lot of push to medicate him.
Yeah.
Or special tutoring. We got to have him tutored because he's not testing, you know, maybe at this. But it is. It's a scary thing. I was scared some days thinking, oh, my goodness, we did nothing. He played with Legos all day. His favorite day was cleaning day. I told her that and she said, yeah, you're right. And he's a wonderful husband and father. And I'm hoping, I gave my daughter-in-law, gifted her, Let the Little Children Come. She loves it.
So you gave her the Let the Little Children Come audio seminar on parenting?
I did.
Well done, Grandma.
Yes. And I'm always telling people, oh, you homeschool? Well, this is what you need to do.
So Connie, looking at this next generation of homeschoolers that I think are doing things very, very differently than what Dr. Moore taught, what would you say to them now as a sage in the homeschool movement? Because that's what you are.
I don't know. I guess I'd go back to the heart. It's their hearts that you want, and just to bring beauty into their world, because I feel like the enemy is just creeping more and more and more into these children's innocent lives. And the more you can shut that out, the better off your children are going to be, your family was going to be, and just being obedient to the Lord.
How would social media have changed your life in not such a great way? And Ashley's nodding here too. So both of you, both your generation's perspectives.
Yes. You know, I am so glad. My kids were kind of on the upper end when it came out. And I think that they were at the maturity level that they could have one at that point, you know, college, yeah. You know, I'm saying like that. I'd say get off of it. I don't even like it. I've tried it. I kind of go, you know, back and forth because I do feel like well, just to keep up with people sometimes, but I would say keep your kids away from it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. How would it have affected you as a mom homeschooling?
Being on social media? Oh, I would have probably been worried. It probably would have given me anxiety, comparing myself. Because it is, you are going against the world. The world's telling you to do this, put your kids in school all day. This is what they have to do. And sitting at home and reading great books. What a beautiful thing, but it's not what the world is telling you to do. And it is one of those things you have to step out, have the faith.
Yes. And Ashley, how would you address your peers who are maybe being influenced by influencers? And tell me your advice as a second generation of this philosophy.
Unfollow. If you are on somebody's page and they're making you feel like you're behind or you're just feeling distracted from what your goal is, unfollow or get off of it completely, because there is a lot of pressure, whether there's meant to be or not. You know, I know a lot of these accounts, they're not trying to pressure you, but you can't help but compare. What is in vogue now in the homeschool world is not late is better than early. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be seeing a whole lot of workbooks and curriculum. And, you know, when we get a curriculum catalog in the mail, it needs to go in the trash because I'm tempted. I'm the oldest daughter personality. I'm tempted. I like checking things, you know.
She did like workbooks.
So know what you can handle. Know yourself. But yeah, with this story that you had shared with me about Danny Thomas and just keeping your blinders on. Danny Thomas told his daughter, who was a rising actress, I believe at the time, that she was not the look that was popular at the time, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. And she was beautiful, but had her own look. And he told her to run her own race. He got her the blinders that horses wear. Is that right?
Had them delivered to her house in a great big box, horse blinders from a racehorse. The note said, honey, run your own race, love daddy.
Yes. And which is exactly what I needed to hear, what you told me, run your own race, because there is a lot of pressure. Even if you're not on social media, you know, just being at the park with other homeschool moms and hearing what they're doing with their kids, and it's probably a lot of curriculum, it can feel like a lot of pressure.
Yes. But in the end, what is the fruit of this methodology, would you say, Connie? What, when your kids finish high school using this approach, what do you see in your children that the busy work might have not accomplished?
I think they're self-learners. I think that they have the drive to, if they want to know something, they know how to go and find it. I think that's a big thing. Of course, I'm going to go back to their hearts. I think their hearts are important. And I think we saved a lot of that from not putting them in traditional school.
And our family relationship.
Our family relationship.
Tell us about that.
You're really close.
Yeah. When you read books together and you discuss everything under the sun together and you have lots of time, you have peace in your home. Our home was peaceful.
Yes.
Our home was very peaceful.
It was.
You actually have time to make memories together. And that would be the shift, I think, when we started homeschooling. We actually had time. And it happened organically. I'm not saying that to put pressure, you know, like you have to make memories.
Because we were always together.
A lot of homeschool families, I think, are on a trajectory where they're being distracted from what's really valuable and eternally valuable. As you keep bringing up, Connie, their spiritual development, their heart. That's the key. Get that right first, and the other things will fall into place. Or as Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. You know, some families, amazing to me, but some families will tell me, Carol, we are so busy, we don't have time to read to our children. What would be your response to that?
Well, you have something, and if you looked at your daily schedule, you could give up something to read. And what a wonderful thing you're missing out on, because like I said, my pink sheets just opened up my world.
Yeah.
The Hawk and the Dove, Elizabeth. Dude, I mean. Oh, yeah.
And in the original sheets, Ashley, all the sheets were pink. Where now we have purple and pink and buff and blue and green and yellow. Because in the seminar, we realized people were trying to juggle all these sheets that were all one color. So then we made lover books blue and curriculum green or whatever. I can't even remember them all, but they're all color coded. So when I say, please pick up your green sheet now, we're going to talk about curriculum, it makes it easier in the seminars. You are such a veteran that you were in the old days when they were all pink. And we did that so that people wouldn't lose them with the laundry list, because pink really stood out in your house and you wouldn't throw them out accidentally.
We're so thankful for how long you've been doing this ministry. Yeah. This is so needed with these amazing books and with a, you know, a philosophy that allows them to be kids and allows them to have a peaceful home life.
You're like my poster children. I'm just, when I was consulting with Ashley and she was talking about you, kind of, I'm like, okay, I've got it. I've got to get together with your mom. And I told her, I really hope that you'll come to Nashville and meet your kiddos, because I'd really like you to be on our panel at the end of the day, Connie.
I would love to come to a seminar. That's what, when her and Josiah went, I said, you're going to love her.
By the way, yes, my husband went because he's wonderful. He's supportive. But I mean, it wasn't high on his to-do list. He wasn't excited to be there. He just fell in love. When you started quoting Piaget and all the things he learned in med school, and he's like, this is amazing. By the time the conference ended, I bent down to pick up my purse. He was up in line ready to talk to you.
And they come with you for free. And so there's no reason not to bring them. And your teenagers come with you for free, because we want the whole family to have the same vision. It's not just mom's vision. Dad owns it. The kids own their own education. Like you said, Connie, they're self-motivated. They know how to teach themselves what they need to know. Yeah, after 35 years plus of teaching this method and sitting under Dr. Moore all those years before, I can say this method works. And I've never had one person write me and say, Carol, you ruined our children. This method is a disaster. They're working at the car wash now. Not one person, but we've had Rhodes Scholars and full rides at Cornell and Pepperdine and Stanford and, you know, all these different places, because this makes what you just said, Connie, lifelong learners. It doesn't stop on commencement day, but it commences on commencement day. That's what the word means. Your education begins when you graduate. Just keeps going. I am so thrilled. I love you girls. I'd love you, Connie, if you would, to pray for the young families that are listening. Would you mind doing that? Thank you.
Lord, I just lift up anyone that's listening to this podcast right now. Lord, the world is after them. It's after the hearts of their children. Lord, I just ask that you give them that peace beyond all understanding and that they will just take a leap of faith and know that their work is not going to return void to them, because you promised that, Lord, that when we are faithful, you are with us and you give us the strength to endure. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You are making my year. I feel such joy.
You have made our year. My kids are already happier.
Well, God bless you. I loved spending time with you both. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. You've changed our lives, honestly. So thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. I'm Rachel Winchester. If you want to learn more about the Homeschool Made Simple approach Connie and Ashley talked about, we have a free ebook for you. When you visit our website, homeschoolmadesimple.net, and click the Start Here button, we'll send you our free ebook about the 5 essential parts of a great education. You can also find the link in the show notes. Be sure to join us next time as we help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, he will enable you to do. Blessings.